Carolina is somebody I think who doesn't always love the clay. That's a pretty darn good win for you. Talk about that.
Yeah, it was definitely a good win. Svetlana obviously plays really well on the surface, and I knew it was going to be a tough match going in, and I started off really, really well. My game plan was working and kind of kept her on her toes with putting in some drop shots and mixing up the pace. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I knew that she was going to try and fight her way back, and she did in the second set, but I managed to close it off in three, which I'm happy about.
It's been a while since you've been in the quarterfinals here. What do you put your return to form down to?
I felt good all year and been playing well and confidently, and I felt pretty good going into the tournament. And yeah, I obviously it's just kind of clicking this week, and hopefully I can keep going this way.
Ben? Caroline, how do you keep yourself from getting negative or pessimistic about clay? I mean, we've seen a lot of players over the years, especially Americans, men, you know, come and have good rankings, but just kind of give up on the French Open, just figure out they don't like clay and be okay with an early exit. But how do you keep the faith going at this point in your career? Because you've been here a lot of times and had a lot of not great results here, but now you're still going further than ever, or as far as ever.
Yeah, I just try and stay positive every time. I mean, it's a Grand Slam, and I'm going to do the best that I can. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I feel like I'm comfortable or not comfortable. At the end of the day, I'm just here to do my job and try and win, and that's that. You know, I stay positive. I feel like I can play well on any surface, and I really believe that. You know, I've won tournaments on the red clay too, so it's not like it's foreign to me. But yeah, it's a surface where it's been very much up and down throughout my career. But now I just try and stay focused and keep my head down.
Simon? You've had some quite different matches on the way to the quarterfinal, because you had, I think, three long ones, and then you had a double bagel. And I wonder, what do you take more out of the kind of when you destroy somebody or when you come through like you did today?
Well, you obviously want to win quick. I mean, I think everyone, if you ask anyone, they would want to win two sets all tournament, you know, and get the win. But in the end of the day, a win is a win. I'm going to take it no matter how it looks and what the result is. And, you know, I felt like I played some good tennis today, which I'm proud of.
Judging by some of the photos, you had a pretty brilliant day in the Bois de Boulogne the other day. I just wondered how much your general happiness comes into your tennis, and whether that's making a difference.
Yeah, it definitely does. I think if everything is calm and good and in life, I think it makes it much easier to focus on the court. And, you know, I have great support. I have great people with me here. And it's nice to know that they have my back no matter what.
Everyone says you're enjoying your tennis, you're playing really positively, but how important is it for you to have that competitive streak as well? Because it's not just about being nice on the court, you can be ruthless when you need to be as well.
Yeah, I think it's important for me to fight for every point and you know, stay positive out there no matter the result or no matter what's going on. And, you know, that's how I've won a lot of my matches throughout my career. You know, it's just grinding and you know, just trying the best that I can and finding ways to win.
You mentioned the drop shots. That's not usually your thing, particularly on the forehand side. Was this something you've been working on recently? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I've been working on a lot of things. And, you know, that's one thing that early in my career I would get I would get told off from. but I guess they have more faith in me now, so now they're like, we should try these drop shots and see how they work, and they've been working so far. So I haven't gotten a slap on the wrist yet, so yeah, it's all good.
Caroline, I'm sure you've heard about another terror attack in London. Are you at all worried about going to London or the UK at the moment?
No, I think, you know, it's obviously very awful what's happening and what has happened the last few weeks, and obviously what happened here in the past as well. And you know, I don't know what you can do to prevent it. In the end of the day, I think they're here and the UK trying to do everything they can to keep the security at the highest level. And I think here they're doing a good job. And I'm sure that when we go to the UK to play, they'll do a great job too.
Ben? Caroline, Sam Stoss or Ostapenko next. How does your game match up with them and how do you fancy your chances?
It's definitely two tough opponents, two very different opponents. Sam loves the clay. She's had great results here in the past, and she has a big serve, a big kick, good forehand, moves well. So either one is going to be tough. Ostapenko goes for her shots, plays very flat, and you know, when she's on fire, she's tough. But I think she can be a little bit more up and down. But both very tough opponents, playing really well so far this tournament. So regardless, it's going to be a hard one.
Do you think this is better run on clay? Are you shifting your game towards clay or just trying to be sort of surface neutral and just like play your standard game and just hope that it's good enough to translate to anything? No, just in terms of if adjustments either way.
No, I don't think you can play the same game on all surfaces. You definitely need to adapt. Otherwise, you know, shots that would work well on hard court doesn't work as well here. So you definitely need to mix the pace more up here. You need to try and get more depth and on hard court sometimes. You can get away with some shorter balls or some balls that have less angle here. You really need to have a purpose with every shot.